Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Elisa Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted. I am your host, Mary Brotherton, and I would like to say hello to my co-host, Gene Albertson. How are you, my friend? He's gone. Gene has hit the mute button again.
Hi, Mary.
Fine.
I'm doing fine, Mary. Thank you so much, and how are you this evening?
I am delighted. I can't tell you guys, I'm on a high right now because my co-founder, Jennifer East, is actually here at my house, my home studio. She's here with me working on – oh, dear. Oh, okay. I know what's happening. It's okay. The world is not going to implode. But anyway, Jennifer is here helping me work on some items for an event we're doing this weekend. So I've been on a little bit of a virtual high because we don't see each other that much, and it's always cool when we're together. But
nice.
Not why we tonight we're here to talk about best lifing. And I'm really tickled because Julia Brodzka jumped in at the last minute and filled in where our other guest has canceled out. So we're really excited to have her here. She's a speaker, an author, she's an entrepreneur. She owns two successful businesses. And she presents her best lifing principles to people all over the world. She is currently in New York, just finished audio filming or audio recording.
audio,
anyway,
yeah.
Julia, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Hey, Julia.
We're good. I do have an echo now that you've logged in. Can you hang up your telephone, Julia?
Yes.
That'll help. And okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, much better. Much better.
Okay.
We already have a caller too. So I don't know if it's somebody who knows you or if it's somebody who wants to tell me that I should get a new job. But we're going to find out. I'm going to just hang tight, folks. Here we go.
Okay.
Who just called me with a 940 area code?
Hi.
Hello?
I'm actually just, yes. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm just tuning in. I'm just a spectator.
That's good.
Oh, well,
I'll put you on mute. And absolutely. We're grateful. I'm going to put you back on mute, but I just wanted to make sure that you didn't get overlooked.
Oh, no. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Okay. Back to you, Julia.
Hello.
You've turned your life around in a short amount of time, I think.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about your journey?
Sure. So I was born in Russia. Into the war in 89. Pretty much, you know, my family had a good setup. You know, they were pretty successful in their jobs and doing what they loved and stuff. And then the revolution started when, you know, the USSR sort of collapsed and everything. And my family had to move to Australia. But in that time, my dad actually had a stroke and got dementia. So it was a pretty rough time for, you know, growing up. You know, we didn't have any money in Australia. My mom didn't know the language, and we didn't have much money and stuff like that. My dad was really deteriorating. So when I was growing up, I wasn't the happiest kid. I was quite a negative person. And then my dad, because he had a stroke and got dementia, he was just, you know, eventually sort of couldn't function and, yeah, it just got really bad. And eventually he fell down the stairs and he's paralyzed. So he was in a nursing home for a few years. And then he ended up passing away when I was about 12 years old. And so
oh,
I didn't
wow.
deal with that. Yeah. I didn't deal with that very well at the time. And I just hated the world and I became really angry. You know, I used to think, well, there's no point of, you know, trying to study or become successful because life can just flip on you in any moment. I had a real victim mentality. All the bad things always happened to me. I didn't get through parents. You know, life was really unfair. And I did that for about 10 years. Got into, you know, drugs, partying, bad groups of friends and things like that. And, you know, then eventually I just, something inside me was always screaming, you know, there's got to be a better life. You know, I became really overweight. I was in a lot of debt, like $30,000 worth of debt just on credit cards, nothing to show
wow.
for it. Yeah, just like rubbish. My whole life revolved around material possessions. And then, you know, eventually I just thought, you know, it's got to be time to change my life. I was in a pretty toxic relationship and I just decided to walk away and I didn't know where I was going and I was petrified. But eventually, you know, little good things started happening. And I joined a gym and I started cooking healthier food. I kind of did this process for a year. It was called Broke Life, like less than 80 Australian dollars, which is about 100 US, a little bit less probably now. But yeah, it was about $80 a week I lived on, and which doesn't buy you a lot at all. And for a whole year I did that. And then I finally got out of debt. Learned how to start saving. I really started valuing money a lot more. I lost the weight because all I could do was go to the gym with my unlimited membership. Started cooking food, and people at work were like, where did you get that food from? I said, I cooked it myself. And someone was like, will you cook for me like that? And I thought, yeah, but can you help me pay the groceries? Because I don't have enough money for both of us. And they were like, yeah, I'll give you $50 every week. And next thing there was like 10 people asking me to cook for them. So I thought, oh, no, I should probably start a proper business out of this. Like at least get council approval or, you know, not do the wrong thing. And next minute there was, they told their friends and I posted something on Facebook. My friends used to come to my house on Friday nights and I cook them dinner and they just named it Juju's Kitchen for me, like Juju, short for Julia. And so then we named the business Juju's Kitchen. It was all kind of accidental. I was firefighting the whole way. And then I had 50 customers out of nowhere within like a couple of months. So I was like, oh, I need an actual kitchen because my little apartment here isn't going to work anymore. So I went downstairs to the coffee shop downstairs. And I said to the guy, hi, while you're closed, do you think I can use your kitchen? I have this dream. I haven't got any money though. Do you think I can maybe use the kitchen like while you guys are closed from 12 o'clock at night to like, I don't know, 9 in the morning? And he just looked at me with a nice man. Yeah, I know. And he was just such a nice old man. He's like, you know what? You can do it for a month. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, and if it works out, you can start paying me rent. I'm like, okay. I'm excited. And then a big magazine in Australia actually just like found me on Instagram and wanted to write a story on us. And we went from like 50 customers to 100 customers, like overnight from the article, because it just helped out to like, I don't know, 500,000 viewers or something like that. And
congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome.
I was getting requests from like, I can only do like a little area in Sydney, obviously. But I was getting, you know, requests from Western Australia on the other side of the country and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, this is insane. I just kind of started rolling with it and eventually it turned into a pretty good business. It was running up until about 6 and then we moved it all online. So instead of cooking and delivering the food, we're teaching people how to do it now from start to finish, so how to cook like a gourmet chef, save money while doing it, and, you know, meal prep the easy way. So we're like a full method, and we focus on the three areas of physical, which is food, fitness, and feelings. So you can sort of get your whole holistic approach to doing it, because it's actually not that hard. A lot of it is what's going on in your mind. I used to hate meal prepping, and then, you know, once I started doing it, I fell in love with cooking and stuff. So that's kind of my story. And then I had a dream to move to the US. I had no plan. And people would ask me all the time, like, well, what are you going to do for money? And I was like, I don't know. And they're like, well, what are you going to do for a visa? I'm like, I'm not sure. And they're like, this is such a bad idea. And I go, well, the worst that can happen is I don't find a job and I don't get money. And I'll just, like, come back to Australia and figure it out again, right? Like, uh-huh. So I believe in this, like, whole fearless way of life now. And I still have fears, obviously, but it's just easier to sort of slow yourself down. And, yeah, that's what really best lifing is, chasing your dreams and living them and creating fulfillment in what I call the seven areas of life.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that the seven areas of life, I think you pretty much covered it all on your website.
Yeah.
Social, physical, spiritual, intellectual, financial, vocational, and relational.
Yeah.
And, mm-hmm. And you know, the only thing I don't see is functional. Fun.
So
not
yeah,
under the
fun
social, I know. Gene and I always tease. Yes. And I like how you say, you know, you want people to join your tribe of best lifers. It's.
Yeah.
I love the fact that, you know, that we found you. I think you're just such a cool person. And I don't really know you yet, but I what I know of you, I like a lot.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Well, and what you're doing is it's like a paradigm, a model. I mean, any time you can do something and just show how simple it is by just deciding to do it and doing it, and having people watch you and see that it can be done, I think is always inspirational.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You are doing a book that you just finished the reading on, and is that about your best lifing? Is that more related to your food interests?
So I guess like the reason why I got into all of this is because I was in a really bad place, and I can't say like one day I just woke up and I was like, yeah, I'm going to be successful now, because it wasn't that simple. And it was like, I attribute all of my success to the people that helped me get, like my mentors and even authors, other people's books and stuff like that, even people I hadn't met. And that's exactly like why I kind of go all in on this, and I'm so like big and passionate about it. And it's how you said, like, there's no fun channels, because it has to all be fun. Like, creating fulfillment in the financial area of life or the physical area of life, it all has to be fun for it to be sustainable, you know? Because if it's sure, like going to the gym, you're going to do it when you're super motivated. You're not really going to jump out of bed and, like, you know, be running to focus, or, you know, you're going to think it like that reward mentality sort of thing. So you're going to be like, oh, I ate something bad, I have to spend hours at the gym. Whereas if you're running to the gym because you're like, oh, my friends are there, we're going to learn something new, we're gonna more. You know, it's about creating that whole lifestyle and making it actually fun. And so the audience book is just, it's my book. It's just going on Audible now. I just haven't had a chance to do it before that because, I mean, I only published like June 12th it was that it published. And before that, I was just a little like one-man show author, running Juice Kitchen by myself, you know, things like that, and doing my courses. And then I was traveling around the country presenting my courses to some big corporate clients before COVID. And then COVID happened. I kind of really wasn't doing very much. I was just like perfecting the book. And then I published it in July. And, you know, out of nowhere, like within 24 hours, it became Amazon's best new release. And then it was wild, less than 24 hours. And then like another week later it became a bestseller, and then another like 5 days later it became an international seller in both its categories on Amazon. So I was like blown away. And you know, then we ended up doing all these things and, you know, getting the website up and all, like getting it all sort of systemized and structured, and then I just couldn't keep up. So then I hired a personal assistant to help me. Now we're pretty much a team of 8 people with another company that's helping us with all these marketing and things like that. So there's also got like 13 people working on this project. And that just came out on June 12th was my published date. So this is why I haven't got to the audiobook until today or yesterday. But yeah, uh-huh. Best Lifing in audio. You'll be able to find it on Audible and everywhere else, you know.
Oh, that's so awesome. You know, and something to catch on like that, it's not surprising if it's all about having fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, I'm definitely going to be checking it out.
Please do.
I have to take a quick little break here, and when we come back, I would definitely mm-hmm. like to talk about some of the events that you have that people can participate in.
Okay,
and,
cool.
And where, yeah. they, you know, where they can get in touch with you.
Okay, awesome.
Are you tired of the same old, same old? Are you sick of having to switch from station to station to find something worth listening to? Well, honey, I've got the answer. AstronetRadio.com is the new kid on the block, and we're filling our slate with original music, entertainment reviews, sex talk, comedy, and so much more. So set your devices to stream AstronetRadio.com and never look back. We play what we want so you can hear what you want. AstronetRadio.com, serving East Texas and the world.
Astronet's one of our podcast partners, and we are here tonight with Julia Brodska and Jean Albertson, my partner, my co-host. I don't want to confuse anybody, but he's my buddy. Julia has been talking with us about best lifing, and I'd like to touch on some of the events and seminars. You've got some amazing things that people can participate in. Would you share information on that?
Sure. So we've just put together like the seven areas of life into a course, and pretty much we teach how you can achieve it in each area. So not everybody wants to focus on all seven areas, and through life, you know, sometimes we'll be having really great relationships, or we're struggling maybe with our physical or financial side. And through life, it's always going to, you know, change and fluctuate your level of fulfillment. So what we do at our events is we pretty much do a presentation on all the seven areas of lifing. And then you've got the opportunity to actually sit down and analyze where you're at in terms of fulfillment. So whether it's, you know, you're extremely fulfilled in one area and you don't really need to focus on that because you're spending a lot more time on it, or which areas you want to sort of focus on and get some help. And then aside from that, we've also got my whole entire team there of experts. So we've got Monty, who is our personal trainer, and he's actually a Golden Gloves champion as well and a professional boxer. So he's sorry. Oh, I thought you said something.
He was just saying it's cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he pretty much, he teaches like different personal training, so weight training or boxing, and he's super passionate and he's really good at it. So you can get advice from him or chat to him about anything you want. And then we've also got our yoga guru. So she does a little mini yoga session and gives you like wellness tips and things like that on yoga. We've got our good vibes goddess. So she does meditation, journaling, and gratitude sessions. So she's there as well.
That's got to be Crystal,
and
right?
Our nutritionists. And they, you know, you can chat to them about any questions that you have. And they sort of have a bit of a 101 presentation that covers all the basics. But then if you want to do a little bit deeper with them, they're also there. The rest of the event is really just about networking, meeting like-minded people, you know, who are also positive and really want to create change. And yeah, you've got all the different people there to help you and create a good network of people. Because one of the things I say is, you know how they say you are the average of the top five people you surround yourself with?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
Sorry, I lost you guys. What did you say? Sorry, I lost you for a sec.
I said I'm in trouble.
Oh,
so if I am the sum of the five people that I surround myself with, I am indeed be unique, because everybody that is in my circle is all connected, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. And then, but if you surround yourself with negative people, you're obviously going to have, you know, a different kind of way of life. So that's why we try to create the environment. Now, I'm not saying to anyone, like, you know, get rid of all your, you know, friends that don't make you better sort of thing. You might have an old friend that needs your help, But you just got to be careful who you keep in your top five, because your attitude and your behavior and your beliefs and your thoughts are going to be influenced by those people. But they also say that you actually earn the average of the top five people you surround yourself also with. So then if you've got financial fulfillment issues, it's probably because you guys aren't, you know, talking about how to invest your money or what you're spending it on. Or you're probably potentially spending it at the bar and partying all the time. That's just an example of what I used to do. So that's kind of why we do the actual event thing, is to really create that space in real life. And then we have a massive retreat coming up, which I'm so excited about. So it's going to be a three-day retreat in Miami. And pretty much what we're going to do is just have, like, imagine like a cruise ship kind of vibe where you can just, or Disneyland, we can just do whatever you want when you want. So we're going to have yoga happening all the time. We're going to have boxing happening all the time. You know, we're going to have the, obviously, seven areas of life seminar, nutrition. On top of that, we're going to have, like, tennis, fitness classes, painting.
Wow.
A gourmet chef cooking class for dinner every night. And then, you know, us, our team, and any of the clients will sit down for a family dinner together. We'll do meditation, journaling, gratitude, sip and paint, like everything. And bring all these amazing creatives together. And pretty much, yeah, you just walk around. We've got an app for it coming out. And then you're just going to book wherever you want to be, whenever you want to be, and do it. Oh, and massages too. There's massages. And yes, yeah, so you can do whatever you want, and pretty much just have a really cool three-day retreat. Try things that you've never tried before. Take them back into real life and start best living, you know?
Very cool.
That's great.
Wait, now, when is this?
How did you come up?
Sorry, which one? When is it? It's in December. Yeah.
Okay.
And how did I come up with it?
How did you come up with the name Best Lifing?
Oh, that's funny. I don't know. Because, like, everyone would say, well, it's a funny story because I was so embarrassed about it at one point. I thought it was, like, really childish. And I'm like, oh, if I name that my book, no one's going to take me seriously. Another limited belief. But, yeah, no, so I just used to hear everyone saying, oh, live my best life, best life, best life. And I actually opened it up with, like, the dictionary definition of, like, best is like the optimum quality or something, and then the way it, like, it's defined and our subconscious mind receives it is kind of like it can be or it can't be, like, but you've got no control. And then life is just like the period between someone's birth and someone's death when we refer to a human. So again, that's like we've got no control, but when you add the, you know, the suffix ing to it, that's a doing, that's an action. So, and I was just, I don't know, I was just always hearing people like, oh, best life, or best life, living my best life. But then, like, I know them in real life, and I'm like, why do you pretend that you're happy when you're not? And so I added the ing to be like, how about you start doing it instead of just pretending it, you know? And I think that's, like, a mind training that we kind of go through, like, when we're younger, and it's unintentional, obviously, but we sort of go through and we start to think, oh, I just have to pretend that I'm happy and I have to pretend it, like, so everyone thinks everything's good, but you don't at all. And when you, like, trying to do that and start trying to do the in part of it, yeah, that's kind of why I came up with it, but it was always a concept title. And even when people used to ask me, what do you call it? They used to say, like, oh, you're writing a book, what's it called? I'd always say, oh, I'm not sure, you know. I was sure, I kind of really wanted this title, but anytime I said it, people, like, looked at me funny. So then I thought, oh, so mature, I know it's going to buy this book, blah, blah, blah. And that's just become a thing, like, everyone's best life being, or everyone around me anyway. So, yeah, I'm glad I didn't chicken out at that one.
I like it. I think it's a great title because, you know, you basically have written a how-to book for how to live your best life or how to be best lifing.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Thank you.
Very,
you are
very, much
very welcome. So what is your favorite gourmet meal to make?
Oh, that's hard. I get asked that a lot, actually. I don't really have a favorite because nowadays I really like to create. So I kind of can just, like, take whatever's around or maybe order a couple of extra things off Instacart or whatever. And then, I don't know, I just kind of create new stuff. I get bored of the same thing, eating all my same things. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
It's like a mystery box challenge every day.
Yeah. But I'm like, you kind of like just get sort of tired of your own cooking. Everybody else gets like really impressed. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, just clear food. I've eaten it a million times before.
So, what is your go-to comfort food? Everybody has a day of feeling down or something, you know, things just aren't going right. Maybe it's not even comfort food, but what do you do on the days when you think, I just can't do this anymore? How do you get out of that?
Okay. Yeah. It's definitely not with food. I try and like, I really teach this also in my course, to not like associate emotions with trying to replace them with anything, food, alcohol, drugs. Like that's the problem. When you try to escape it with something else, we just got to start like dealing with them in the face. That's one thing I've kind of learned. So when I'm not feeling good, I'll get out all my favorite meditations and things like that. And I usually try to like find my, well, first of all, I know for me definitely, and I really recommend this for everyone, is you need to create some silence in your mind, okay? Because usually when you're not feeling good, it's a bunch of thoughts that you're thinking about, I don't know, potential things that could happen, imaginary futures that you're creating, or something that has happened in the past. So, I don't know, you got in a car accident, for example, and you're still reliving that. So that's when you're like down. So either imaginary future that you're thinking something's going to go wrong, or something has gone wrong and you're reliving it. So what you want to do is get yourself into the present moment, because nothing is ever wrong or missing in the present moment. And I didn't make that up. Eckhart Tolle actually says that in The Power of Now.
Yep.
So nothing can ever be wrong. So all you got to do is really get yourself there. So the way that I do that is, I try and treat myself as nicely as possible. So anything like a massage or a bubble bath or anything that's just going to feel good, chill me out, you know, those kinds of things. The other thing that I do is get my meditation stuff on. You know, I love Esther Hicks. I love Eckhart Tolle. So I just totally like put them on. Sometimes I've gone into like 8 hours a day just onto, you know, a spiral of different things and learning more. And then I recognized that moment was kind of like my body or my mind was slowing me down on purpose, so I could either learn something new or reflect on something that was going on. And really then you kind of go, okay, well, there's not really an actual massive problem here. We just got to deal with what's in front of us one thing at a time. So, yeah, that's how I would best suggest.
Wow.
You have definitely just joined my tribe.
Thank you.
Because everything that you... the reason that I asked that question is because I think right now everybody is, you know, COVID has put the entire world on the same playing field. We're all on level on, you know, we're at the same starting base. And a lot of people have slowed down. I haven't slowed down at all. In fact, I think I've accelerated because I think, we've always done our work virtually. But I think now that everybody's doing virtual work, it has changed things for me.
Yeah.
I can't help but get caught up in the news and social media. Even if you try not to, some things filter in and you feel the pressure. Oh, this is sad. Oh, this makes me feel bad. Oh, this is not good. And even though you try really, really hard, sometimes that stuff brings you down. It happened to me about 3 weeks ago that I just was in a funk. I don't know, just totally in a funk. And I started remembering, you know, the teachings of Esther Hicks and the messages from Abraham and, the different meditations that I've listened to and all the books that I've read. And the power of now, of course. But then all of a sudden it dawned on me that we all have a choice every single moment of every single day.
Yeah.
And as you said, you know, the past doesn't have any power over us and the future is unattainable. We only have right now. And when I was in that funk, and I'd been in that funk for a couple of hours and I couldn't figure out what the problem was, And then I realized that I had not made my conscious choice that day to just be happy. No matter what happens, no matter how much we are bombarded by the things that we don't want to hear, or Jennifer and I were just talking earlier, we see things sometimes, we watch videos, and even if we don't see it, but for a split second as we're scrolling through the social feed of something unpleasant, you can't unsee it, but you can make a choice. You can make a choice on how that affects you.
Right.
And so many people don't realize that.
Yeah. And I mean, I used to not realize I lived the victim mentality for a really long time. And, you know, victim these days, I say, is just another label. Because, we have a choice whether we want to identify with it or not. We can sit here and go, these things are, bad or unfair and are happening to me. Or we can go, no, you know what, it's in my control. Bad things are going to happen to me, to everyone. They're going to happen all the time. But it's how I think about it and what I'm going to take from it. And like Esther Hicks always says, the reason why we have emotions is because it's our guidance system. So when we're feeling good, it's because we're aligned with what we actually want to do. And we're aligned with our core, or she calls it her, what is it? She calls it inner being. I forget.
Yes, her inner being.
Source, she calls it. Yes, so when we feel good, that's because we're on the right path and we're doing all the things that our source, because our source or our inner being already knows. Some people refer to it as subconscious mind. It doesn't really matter what you put on it, but we already know what we want. We've already got all the information in our heads. We already know what we really want. It's just the conscious mind that prevents us from thinking it, doing it, being it. And so what happens is when we feel negative emotion, that's just our subconscious mind or inner being or source, whatever you want to call it, warning us and saying, you're not doing what you want to be doing. Like, come back to alignment, essentially. We're all going to feel good days, or good, you don't have to make it a day. That's one thing. We don't have to make a day out of it. But you're going to have moments that are going to be good, bad, whatever. And when bad stuff happens to me, you might have a bad day at work or something, and I'll catch myself. I'll start going, oh, today was the worst day. And, my friend will ask me, why, what happened? And then I'll stop and I'll go, you know what? I don't want to relive it. Let's leave that one alone now. Who cares? It was a bad day. It's happened. What did I get out of it? What did I learn? Move on. This moment doesn't have anything to do with the other one, ever. So,
exactly. And it is definitely a choice that we make in how we respond. I mean, things are going to happen, and we can choose, like you said, we can be a victim, which is just another label, or we can learn. We can be a student of that incident and learn a different way to react or respond to it.
Yeah, and for me, actually, with being a victim or any of those things, I found, and I think a lot of people will find it if they look hard enough as well inside them, is you do it to sort of justify or excuse yourself for either not doing something or failing or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're a little bit scared and you're just trying to protect yourself. And once you can accept that it's okay to be scared and it's okay to fail, then, it's not, I'm not going to say it's perfect and completely goes away, but I still have moments, obviously, everybody does, but you can sort of start, as soon as you can start recognizing when you're doing it, you can start veering to the other side. You're not doing that again, but we cling on to those things because it makes us feel safe, because if we don't succeed, then well, it's because of this, obviously,
Right.
So, yeah, that's...
Well, you know why we didn't succeed, obviously.
Yeah.
Here it is. Look.
what choice did I have in the matter,
exactly.
But the thing is, because it's easier to excuse them. Then we don't feel, those emotions of insecurity. We don't feel stupid, or we don't feel uncomfortable and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's been my line of the last couple of months, let me tell you, ever since
I
boy, I'm just always I'm always uncomfortable. I'm always the dumbest person.
Around the edge of that comfort zone.
Huh?
I said you just tiptoe around the edge of that comfort zone.
Yeah, and you go jump in.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a real quick break here. And when I come back, I think we wanna talk about why you like to get sweaty.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
And we are back. I am your host, Mary Brotherton. I'm here with my co-host, Jean Albertson and Julia Brodska. We have been talking about the seven areas of life, how to live your best life. Julia's new book, she's actually getting ready to do a book launch with her best-selling book. I forgot the title of it. I'm sorry. What is it, Julia? before the commercial, we're talking about manifesting. Well, we didn't use that word, but we were basically talking about manifesting the law of attraction and living in the moment, the power of now. But for anybody who hasn't been on the show up till this point, who's just joined us, Julia is the owner of two successful businesses. She undug herself, I guess, out of debt of more than $30,000. She turned her life around by getting busy and changing her mentality from being a victim into being a conqueror of the world, I'd say. It seems like you've got your own prep kitchen and you've got, I guess, some cookbooks or recipes that you share. You do amazing events, and when you're not doing that, you're practicing yoga and meditating, but you do other things too, don't you? How do you get sweaty, Julia?
I've been getting really into boxing lately.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess like when COVID started, there was this personal trainer in the gym, and we kind of, he wasn't actually a personal trainer. He was always just teaching the classes. And we kind of asked him, hey, can you train us? Because now all the gyms are closed. So we just used to go to the park. And he's like, yeah, but like, I only really do boxing. That was back earlier this year. And I was like, well, I don't really like boxing. And he's like, we didn't have to start to like it. And so then, yeah. And once I saw his passion, obviously that wore off on me. But, and no, I'm never going to be in a fight. I do it more for fun and to get sweaty, obviously. But he's like super passionate about it. And then, I don't know, he started teaching me techniques, and before I used to sort of just jump around and be really uncoordinated and not really get much of a workout from it. That's probably why I didn't like it. And he's just taught me a lot of things. And then pretty much, we've been doing boxing every day. I like to go bike riding. What else? Stuff like that, a lot of yoga. We kind of just do stuff with the team all the time. So, yoga,
experience.
Meditation, the gym, things like that.
So, is your team all in the same geographic location?
Pretty much almost all of them. So, like five of them are in Miami, and then we've got a couple, one's out in Texas, one's out in LA, one's in the UK, and we'll have a couple more coming on board soon from Australia. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's always a challenge with time zones.
That's why I hired a trainer and nutritionist, because I've got Australian clients from Juice Kitchen, and my poor guys do not like the 16-hour time difference.
The very first time I tried a podcast with someone in Australia, I signed on right on time and realized about 10 minutes into my being all by myself that she had already gone to bed because she had signed on the day before. I was totally a day behind. So we worked it out, and we redid the show, and as luck would have it, my microphone wasn't working and I was completely muted. She ran the show by herself.
Oh, God.
But wow. she was a trooper. She did really good. So you rollerblade too, don't you? You still do that?
Well, so when COVID came around, we kind of got back into, you were really digging for things to do. So when we were allowed to leave the house again, everything closed, we decided to look for new things. I'm not going to take a lot of credit and say I'm a good rollerblader. Let's just put it that way. But, I was so much better as a kid. I'm just scared of breaking my arm or something, because I got on a hoverboard last year and within 0.01 seconds I fell down and I broke my arm. I just don't have 6 to 8 weeks to give away like that right now. So I'm kind of scared of the rollerblades at the moment there. But I'll get back into it properly. Yeah.
Well, I tried them. I couldn't even stand up on them. I had to have the kind with the four wheels.
Right? Is it heavy? Is that all? Something like that? Or is it a fear thing? I couldn't figure that one out.
I just couldn't stand up.
Maybe it's a combination. I know for me, I'll never try anything with wheels on my feet. I was much, much younger. I took my first roller skating lesson and fell and broke my tailbone, and I said never again. So, but that's okay. I know how to walk, and we actually do something similar to what you do, only different. Very similar, but much different. There are three or four different cities, but we're all on the same time zone. We gather in the mornings on Zoom and we walk together. And, we walk indoors, or I know Jean is usually outside. I went out on my patio today for the first time, and that was kind of neat to be outdoors actually walking and not going anywhere.
The weather's cooling down up here.
Nice.
It's probably the same.
How is the weather up in New York City, Julia?
I'd love to tell you, but I've been in the studio for the last 48 hours. No, I'm joking. It's all right. It's just it's normal. It's not too hot, not too cold. It was nice. It was not too hot, not too cold. But I'm just used to, I'm used to Miami weather, so everything's a bit cold for me. I'm wearing jackets.
Yeah, Miami is, I think it's warm where we are. We're in Central Florida, so that's nothing like Miami.
Yeah.
Although I was in Miami one day, and I was unprepared. The first time I went to Miami, totally unprepared, and there was a cold snap, and I thought I was going to freeze my body off because it was not sweater weather. It was put on your parka and your boots and your gloves weather.
Oh, no.
And when you live in Florida and the weather turns down below 30 degrees, there's something wrong with the whole picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I survived, and here I am.
There you go.
That's right. Just a story to tell now and hold over my husband's head. So, Julia, how can people follow you?
So we have an Instagram page. It's at bestlife.ing. And then on our website, you can subscribe to our newsletters, and we do 2 blogs a month. Usually it's just elaborating a bit more on topics from my book and things like that. So we did a bit about anger, and we did a bit more about limiting beliefs this month. Those blogs are up on the website, but we'll also email them to you if you want. And yeah, we'll just update you with our events. We're actually doing something really cool at our next event. So I met this lady who's going to be doing the interior design of our events from a company called The Pink Print. And actually, we were just having a conversation, and she told me that they did this annual fundraiser where they would get people to come and buy $25 ticket at the door or whatever, or online. And it was a ball event, and that included, unlimited food and drinks and things like that. And they wanted to donate an unopened, brand new present. And so what they did was they would take all of those presents and go to a really cool women's single mother's shelter, and they would donate all of those for, you know, for the shelter and help those kids out. And so they canceled it this year because of COVID. And I was talking to her, and I'm like, but this is the year that they need it the most. So we were just like early this week, and we're going to join forces and do that at our next event. I'm not sure if we've decided to make a ball out of it or not yet. We probably will go a little extra like that. But yeah, so that's one of the big things that I'm really excited about. So anyone who wants to find out about that, just DM us on Instagram and we can totally get you updated on that. And we'll be sending obviously emails and stuff to our subscribers too.
Excellent. And just to point out everybody, your website is bestlifing.com.
Yes, that's right. Sorry, I should have said that.
Always reach out there. Oh, okay.
That's okay. That's Gene's job. He always makes sure nobody gets left out. Gene has come a long way from when we first started working together on this podcast, I'll tell you. Because
first time Mary and I ever worked together, I had a red suit on and a big fake white beard, and I had kids sticking their finger in my nose. It was pretty wild.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he did not plan on that, but we got him through it. So I wanna do something a little different here. I wanna ask you some questions that are not related to best lifing, not related to Miami or New York or books or anything like that. Just some weird questions. What's your favorite day of the week?
Monday.
Your favorite day of the week?
Monday.
Okay. Did your parents ever have a nickname for you?
No, just when they were yelling at me. Okay. It was Julia. Just my name really.
Okay. So, how long does it usually take you to get ready to go anywhere?
Like 17 minutes max.
I like it. Not bad. No maintenance. Awesome. That is so cool. Would you rather have invisibility or super strength?
Ooh. Invisibility.
Okay. So now, here's a really weird one. Is it wrong for a vegan to eat animal crackers?
No. I think you can do whatever they want. <I'm you. laughs>
Would you rather be outdoors at dawn or at dusk?
Dusk.
Okay. I like the sunset too, especially in Florida. Oh my God.
Yeah. And I got like the most awesome view, so I just like love it. And you know what?
Oh my God.
I know, the sunset has always been a thing for me. Like, it signifies the end of a day. So you can like really reflect moment and go. I mean, you can do this with the sunset and do the opposite, but I love the sunrise. But like, I just love how you go, did I make the most of this today? You know, this is the end of another one. Like, really set that moment grateful and reflect. And who did I serve? Who did I not serve enough? What did I do? What could I do better? Like, those kinds of things. So I love it. It just reminds me that that's the end of another day. Like, Don't waste one tomorrow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't, even if your day isn't necessarily done or completed, there is a sense of closure at sunset, I think.
For sure. Just makes you also realize like how short the day is, how short life is, those kinds of things. And I don't know, I love it. Sorry, I got carried away there. Okay, back
to No. I think that's awesome. I love it. So, what would you say a person needs to be happy?
They need to identify why they're not and what's missing, and then create a solid plan to fix the things. It's going to be multiple things. It's not just a one answer. You know, you don't need money. You don't need more time. You really don't need anything. Just need to figure out what's missing and fill it in.
Yeah, put it together.
For it, yeah.
So, another crazy question. What's your favorite baby animal?
Puppies, so.
Puppies.
I love puppies. They're so cute. I don't know, like, seeing that many other animals as babies. Or maybe, like, okay, fine. This is going to be typical Shelly, but baby kangaroos in the mother's pouch, they're pretty cute.
Oh, bet.
I bet.
Yeah.
Never touched on them because they will kill you, but they're cute from afar. But yeah.
I imagine a baby koala is kind of cute, too.
Oh, yeah. But I haven't seen one of those. So I can't say it's my favorite, but I can imagine they're very cute.
Yeah. So you mentioned puppies were your favorite animal. Do you prefer big dogs or small dogs?
I like both. Like, I used to have a big dog. I used to have a beagle. But a lot of my friends in Miami, because, you know, everyone lives in condos that I know for the most part, they have little dogs, and they're really cute too. I can't choose that. Dogs are beautiful. They love unconditionally. It's just a love.
You think a beagle is a big dog?
My beagle is a 20 kilo, which is 44 pounds.
Okay, well, the last dog that I owned was a Great Dane English Mastiff mix.
Wow.
So, when I talk about a big dog, I can talk to
you. Oh, really? My dog used to walk me for sure. He was like, I'd take him on the leash and he would just pull me. He was so strong and he was so muscly. Like, he was taking Julia for a walk every time.
Wow. Well,
yeah, but
I also
a bit smaller than I think the beagles in Australia.
Yeah.
They are. They're like half the size. They look different too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now my sister had a beagle that looked more like a basset, but the vet and everybody said it's a beagle, but it's a different kind of beagle. It must have been a big one.
Oh, it was a big one.
Maybe. Yeah, an actual beagle. I mean, okay, we think of beagles as being like Snoopy on the Peanuts cartoon. Of course, he was the same size as Charlie Brown, and he stood on 2 feet. But, you know, we think of a beagle as being like between your ankle and your knee, but a true beagle is about knee high. They're almost the size of a boxer.
Yeah. Yeah, my beagle is pretty down.
So if you had a beagle, basset hound type dog, you probably had a full-bred beagle.
Yeah.
I don't have any more crazy questions. So I'd like to start wrapping up our show. It's about time. It's almost to the end of our hour. Jean and I always end our show with our final words. And Jean's are almost always predictable because he always has one thing he wants everybody to know. And mine, you can never tell what's going to come out of my mouth. So before we start with our final words, I'd like to know, Julia, is there something specific that you would like for our listeners to know?
Probably. Is this my final words or is this before my final words?
It's before your final words.
Okay. All right. So I think the biggest thing I would say is get through your fears, because one thing, like, even when I was publishing this book 3 months ago, if anyone that's listening has read it, like, I put out a lot of out there stories that are quite controversial, and I was petrified of putting it out there. And even the night before, like, throughout the process, I was like, oh, it's okay, I'll just take that story out if I don't feel like publishing it. And then I kind of stuck on that as a secure thing. And even the night before, I was like, what am I doing? Why am I putting this out? Everyone's gonna hate it. I was freaking out. I was so scared. And like, nothing that I thought was going to happen actually happened. And even if it did, like, I would have survived it. And no matter what it is, you will survive it. You can survive it. So you've got to try. And don't let your fears limit you. Just do it. jump in. Who cares if you're scared? Just close your eyes and dive for it. And most of the time, it's not going to turn out how you thought, you know, all the bad things that you thought were going to happen. It's just not going to turn out that way. So just take the leap. It's always better than you imagine, you know?
Nice.
Yes.
Yes.
I used to tell everybody that I jump and I start building my wings as soon as I left the ground.
Exactly. And if you don't jump, life is probably just going to give you a push anyway. So,
yes, I know.
Yeah, if you jump, because at least you can choose your direction.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. And you don't always fall on your face. That's the good thing.
Yeah.
So.
And I always like to ask, like, what's the worst that can happen? Because really, like, the worst isn't really that bad. And you can always come back from it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But now it is time for our final words, and my final words are almost as predictable as Jean's, because I always try to encourage everybody to be kind. And what I would like to say is, whoever you meet next, don't forget, whether it's tonight or tomorrow morning, you don't know what this person has gone through or is going through. So treat them with respect and always be kind. Wow. Jean, would you like to say your final words?
Nice. Well, yeah, I am kind of predictable, because I live my life with the whole intent that if I'm not having fun, I'm not doing it right. And it really doesn't matter what it is.
I like predictability.
Yeah.
And what would you like to end the show with, Miss Julia?
So mine is just going to be, you know, there's going to be hard times, there's going to be things that go wrong, get used to it, that's life. But through the pain, through the tears, no matter what you lose, money, friends, jobs, you know, all this crap that's going on right now in the world, just never give up. Just don't do it. Because the only way that you can
never
ever choose to fail is when you choose to give up.
Thank you.
Good closing.
Thank you.
With that, I will say thank you, Julia, for being our guest tonight. I wish you nothing but success, and I know that your book is going to just take off even more phenomenally now that you've got it on Audible. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Have a grand book launch.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
See you then. We will talk another time, I expect. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners, and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's beunique.org.